Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Hey, this is Jaesu and Keisu here at Niagara Falls Comic Con. We're here with Casey from Cosplay for a Cure. Fantastic organization. Thank you for doing this, by the way.
Sure, not a problem. Glad to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about the organization, how you got started?
Well, it just so happens that it was actually a year ago yesterday that my friend Shannon, who is a fellow cosplayer here in the Niagara region, happened to tell us that she had discovered she had stage 3 breast cancer. At the time, I was already trying to figure out a way to do combine cosplay and charity, do something. And when she told me, it sort of just snowballed, and the idea became Cosplay for a Cure. I contacted the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation, a couple of upcoming cons, and said, look, this is what we want to do. Contacted a friend of mine who happened to be a cosplayer that I knew quite a few other cosplayers, because I was just sort of new back into the scene, and said, guys, this is what I want to do. Are you interested? They all went, heck yeah. And away we went, and 6 weeks later, we were at Con Bravo at the end of July last year.
Wow.
So we're not even a year old to date. We're a year old at the end of July.
Oh, cool. And people can contribute by coming down to the different conventions and donating and then getting their photo taken?
Yeah, for a $2 donation, you'll get a couple of photos taken. You get to pick the one you like the best, and we'll print out a 4x6 photo for you that you get to take with you. And then we also have them available also on our Facebook page, and also we have an online Flickr. At Flickr.com that we have all the high-res photos on. You can also get the digital high-res copy to use for you know, your websites, your own personal pages, something other than just the Facebook photos.
Cool. And how's the Niagara Falls Comic Con treating you? Did you set any goals for yourself this weekend?
I actually never set goals for these, simply because we never know from convention to convention how it's going to do. We've been okay. I know a lot of people, their biggest complaint was we've been hard to find. We are right at the front. We're second row in and towards the wall. And it's a little bit harder to find us at this one. But it's our first time here, and it's been a pretty overall good experience. And we're hoping to come back next year, see what changes we can make to make us stand out a little bit more.
Cool.
Great. And how can people get involved with your organization?
Well, we currently are sort of not taking any extra volunteers or models, but they can always contact us through our Facebook page, which is Cosplay for a Cure. They can send us a message, and we will eventually have a volunteer model release form up there. So when the time comes and we're doing some of the bigger conventions or some of our regulars aren't available, we would like to have a pool of sort of on-call models, volunteers, that come and help us out. And basically, it's your... we try and wear costumes that are appropriate for the convention, such as this one. The retro 80s and early 90s stuff tends to go over really well, so we try and, you know, wear costumes that work for that. When we do anime conventions, we try and wear anime characters, that sort of thing. If we do gaming ones, gaming characters, just so that the fan base that is there wants to get your picture taken with those characters.
Oh, definitely. And you're wearing a very cool Jubilee suit.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I was rainbow bright yesterday morning, and that Jubilee yesterday afternoon and today.
Nice.
I think that's all.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. We'll have this interview up in the next week, and we'll definitely put your link to on our group.
Cool. Thank you very much. It was nice talking to you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.